Welcome to Be Simply. This is She, and I want to thank you for joining us today. We are connecting to speaking honestly, expression, and what would be the motivation for speaking honestly. For some of you, this might seem like potentially a no-brainer. However, as we explore today, we'll see where we might shape-shift, mold, and manipulate what we're sharing, and how we can bring awareness into every word that we share with others and continue to refine if we are inspired. And then we'll show how that will directly create a different reality for yourself, the soil or the earth, and the world around you. So how can we speak honestly, and why do we want to do this? Well, we're going to start by a simple reason, and that is it's easier to keep track of the stories, and meaning the only stories that potentially you would want to be sharing are ones that are accurate, honest, and truthful, and are across the board the same thing that you would share with others. And sometimes this takes some reconditioning and letting go of some programming, some ways of how we feel about ourselves, and really digging a little bit deeper and to listen to the words we use and wonder, wow, is that the best word to use right now? And is that true? Exaggerations can happen because maybe we're a little theatrical on the inside, which is okay, but rather than exaggerating the truth, you can actually be more descriptive in the accurate truth versus over-embellishing what really occurred, for instance. So one, it's easier. Number two, you'll know at all times that you're communicating authentically what you are thinking. So this will parlay into those moments where you might feel apprehension and sensitivity or fear to speak the truth. And you really have to connect in that moment. And if you can't speak the truth, then it might be best just to be quiet in that moment. And really understand that when you are looking at someone that maybe have a situation that's more on the extreme side where they may have compulsive lying, more than likely, one of the root reasons that they've done this without going through the whole psychological profile and their back history is to keep themselves safe. And then what happens is they might have had to use this for a survival skill and never nipped it, that situation in the bud, or healed it or addressed it. And then that becomes almost like a knee-jerk reaction just to keep self safe or to keep people from really getting to know you or really diving into intimate relationships with self and others. So when we speak honestly, we're opening ourselves up just to say, this is what is, you know, calling it out in every moment. And again, in situations where you might shape-shift the truth because you're afraid to be honest with someone because you might hurt their feelings, or you're afraid that they might not accept you, or you can't stay in that situation, you really need to connect as to why and what's really the quote-unquote net gain out of that type of relationship, and are those the type of relationships that you want to have with yourself and others. This will also cultivate the power and understanding of constructive feedback on both sides, being on both sides of the coin, knowing how to give constructive feedback and or being truthful with what you feel about a situation and how to receive it. So if you learn how to deliver it in a way that it can be received, you will be more apt to be able to receive it and also see when someone doesn't have the gift of grace or eloquence sometimes to deliver construction feedback or just truthful, honest, in the moment, three-year-old, call it like it is, conversation. We can contextualize it. So finally, why you might want to speak honestly is that life will be a lot more joyous and easy because you're just sharing what is in every moment. There aren't any great plans or manipulations or covert conversations over here that you can't share over here. Just makes it easier. And that, for all of us, I think, is a plus. So again, to go a little bit deeper into that why you might be inspired to speak honestly, is it'll connect you back with your inner codes of ethics, and this will create this kind of imaginary line where you're just not willing to cross those boundaries, and you're always in check with that. So for many, they have that, no matter, I think almost all theological belief systems have this one, thou shalt not lie. They really encourage people to speak the truth in one way or the other, I think. I haven't studied all religious texts, but I'm pretty sure that's there. Thou shalt not lie. So if that's just a code of ethic and you say, no, I don't want to lie, or you might say, hey, it's okay to lie in this situation. Some people have that. You need to tune in and to see where that is, or whatever those ethics are, and start holding yourself accountable. And the best way to start is in the mind and the speech, because guess what? Then our actions are held accountable. When we don't hold ourselves accountable to our inner code of ethics, this becomes a big price to pay, and it's a slippery slope. If you can imagine, if you keep compromising, then all of a sudden you're in quicksand. It's not as easy to get out of there as it was to get in there. It's much easier to compromise and not uphold your ethics, and then all of a sudden you're somewhere you did not want to be. So to take the time to really be honest, I have a friend, a person I've interviewed before, and he was not ever aligned as a child. He knew in the core of his being to stand up to the Pledge of Allegiance. That was not something that felt aligned to him. So he would just sit down. This wasn't something that anyone asked of him. It's something that he knew inside. He didn't compromise on it. So really figure out what those lines are for you and hold it there. And the reason this is so important is it brings integrity into your being, and then the way that you're connecting with everyone around you, and you're embodying that truth for you, so that you can, people can see, like, wow, he doesn't believe in that and he's going to sit down. I don't have to judge it, but I know, wow, he's a man of his word because he is doing what he believes in. And that has a different feeling than someone that just goes along with it because everyone's doing it, right? Because if you're with a group of people that are just going along with it because everyone's doing it, then you may not know truly where everyone's code of ethics are. You might even not know what you're committing to in that moment, and all of a sudden you're in a situation that does not feel right. This is where the entanglement and entropy occurs, when a group of people get together and their ethics and their views and their belief systems aren't aligned, and they go down a path together. What can happen is that things can fizzle out. And you might have had this happen before, subconsciously or consciously, when two energetic fields weren't aligned and they were pulled in other directions, or they try so hard to make it work out. It's almost like one of those tumultuous love relationships. Try so hard to make it work out, but it's just this push-pull and this entanglement, and your heart wants it to work, but it's never going to work, and the hardest part is letting it go. When that entanglement gets so deep, it's harder to move forward from there. Then these lines that you start to realize, these boundaries that you have that you don't want to cross for yourself, it's not saying you can't cross that boundary with me. I mean, it might, but you're just saying, you know what, I don't want to lie, and I'm not going to be sitting in a room where people are manipulating people or they're lying. I'm going to excuse myself. When we can get back to the task at hand, then I will reapproach this meeting. That might be a situation. Or you might not go work for a company that's in the business of manipulating other people into sales, or manipulating people into buying something that's not really good for them because that's a lie. Or you may not be okay working with someone that is causing harm to others. And so that would be crossing the line of your code of ethics, and you would need to go someplace else that's more harmonious. Because all the time that you're there, it's going to be this push-pull. You're not serving the organization, and you're not serving yourself. The other thing to remember with our speaking, just with speaking the truth, is that there are no secrets. It's all recorded. We're leaving a resonance, an imprint. And so if you are not being honest in a moment, it's staying there. And that is able to be seen, heard, maybe not by everyone, but it's able to be seen and heard and felt. And how many times, if you remember in your youth, if your one of your parents knew when you weren't telling the truth, they knew it. So just understand that we have these ley lines to one another. It's really not worth the hassle, and more than likely it's going to cause a lot of dis-ease within self. So while you contemplate the possibility of speaking honestly, and you might say, I do speak honestly, but we can always improve and refine with the words which we speak. We can bring integrity into the stories that we tell. We can bring them more into alignment with what is so, and have fun really with that what is so versus over-exaggerating the what is so. As you sit there, we're going to listen to Leaky Lee, Possibility, and as you imagine, what would be the possibility if you raised the vibration of your speech and the way that you showed up in the world, and then tune into what are your code of ethics around speech. What feels good? Do you like the art of manipulation with speech? Or would you like to bring that into integrity and trust that when you do, everything will go okay? You don't have to manipulate the system to walk the talk and embody the talk. So as you connect to that, just allow the music to take you wherever it's supposed to, and then we'll come back and we'll talk about the how and the result.
All I know is come with your step.
possibility. So hopefully in that moment you were able to potentially connect to where you would want to refine your speech in the framework of honesty and where your code of ethics are around speech. And for example, if you're okay with maybe manipulating others or telling lies in certain contexts, be honest with yourself about that and figure out why. And the other aspect is don't try to be something that you're not. So if you're in that place where you're saying, wow, I do manipulate people, but I kind of like it, or I do lie in this situation and this is why, figure it out and understand why you do that and own it and, you know, be honest with people. I like to manipulate people so you can at least bring honesty to other people so they know what they're getting into. And if you're not there, that's okay too. So just be where you are, decide where you want to go next, and if you're not finished with some of those behaviors or habits, don't try to run forward, because what happens is then we get sent back to a different place and time, and that doesn't necessarily serve us. So how are we going to do this? Well, first it's to say yes. Be really honest with where you're at and say, you know what, I just don't really tell the truth, or I hide things from people, and I'm ready to be a little bit more honest with myself is the first place to start. So when you do that, then there's no better moment than now to start speaking from a clear voice. The first step is to reflect on those ethics. Really, how you can do that is, what do you typically judge of others? What do you want others to do for you? Notice what you've been asking of others, and then how can you start doing that for yourself within the context of speech and your thoughts? And then that'll give you your starting point. And every time you catch yourself judging someone else because they're doing something in relation to their what they're communicating through their voice, you will get a big red flag and remind yourself, oh, wow, what do I need to take ownership over here? Or what don't I like about this, and where am I not in integrity with that? Or maybe it's simply that you're done hanging out with people that manipulate or lie, and you need to move away from those energetic fields. But really tune in and ask yourself what's going on for you. And then the next simple step is really to bring in the refinement of what is so. Stop manipulating that so. If you want to be creative with the story, don't manipulate the fact. Maybe you have some things or fun ways to lead into that fact and out of the fact. For example, rather than saying, I walk 30,000 miles in the snow, well, you could say it was a really cold, cold night, and the sun went down about 4 p.m. There was snow on the ground, and I had to walk 1.2 miles from my home to school and back. And on that walk, there were all these trees that were so amazing. They didn't have their leaves, but the crack and the ice combined really brought me to an understanding that I was all alone, and I felt scared on those long walks. So you didn't manipulate the fact that it was 1.2 miles. Instead of saying, I walked 30,000 miles in the snow, all of a sudden the person that's listening to you gets a different story, a different understanding of what was happening for you, and you're being a little bit more truthful and revealing as to what occurred. So when we say yes, we decide where we want to dive in with our ethics within our speech, and how we can stop manipulating that fact and be more creative in how we lead people through the fact. Also be mindful not to maybe carry on too long so you can have a moment to listen to others. And then what is the result? Well, the result is ultimately that you will be cultivating this clear speech in mind, and this will lead to a very beautiful life. It'll feel easy, rich. You will start to bring your attention to things that are joyous and to details that you might have been missing because you spent so much time in your head constructing lies and deception and manipulation, or inability to speak because you didn't think anyone wanted to hear your truth, or the inability to give someone honest, constructive feedback without harming their feelings is just a really beautiful place to be. And guess what? People will know that you're being truthful with them and that they can trust you, and you will develop deeper relationships, not only with yourself, but with others. And ultimately, you're going to feel a lot better. It's just going to keep rising. And then once you keep refining, you'll be like, oh, why am I using that word? Why did I just say that? Oh, I need to bring that into integrity. And you'll notice where it slips out, and you'll really be able to start to identify the root. So what we're going to sign out with is a song called Loka, but it's from the mantra, Loka Samasta Sukhino Bhavantu. Loka Samasta Sukhino Bhavantu. And what I love about this mantra, and it's fun to sing, and just so you can bring joy and have a lot of fun with it if you choose, but the essence of it is, may all beings everywhere be happy and free, and may the thoughts, words, and actions of my own life contribute in some way to the happiness and to that freedom for all. So this is what happens when we bring our speech into integrity, when we really are mindful with that speech and what we want to say. We're not overzealous with it, and really bring it into that heart resonance. So if inspired, you can chant along with this one or hold it in your heart. Loka Samasta Sukhino Bhavantu. Until next time, this is She signing out with a big smile, twinkly eyes, a full heart, and a namaste.